Last Friday, the United States announced additional tariffs of 25% on Chinese imports worth approximately $50 billion. Prior to that, Geoffrey Garrett, dean of the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School, a top U.S. business school, said the economic differences between U.S. and China have become more political.
It's unfortunate. The politics of economic policy still tends to think in this very old mindset. Exports we win, imports we lose, the trade imbalance must mean that things are unfair. You know, that makes no sense in a global economy of global distribution networks, global supply chains. We know that. When you politicize difference, you tend to focus on frictions. You focus on win-lose, not on win-win.
The remarks were made during the 2018 Wharton Global Forum in New York. Garrett said that China has its own economic development strategy, and he strongly suggests that the U.S. policymakers not interfere with China's own development path, but try to figure out the parts that is also in the interest of the U.S. The dean said pushing up barriers on trade, investment, and market access would never be a good choice. Mauro Guyon, director of the Lauder Institute of Management and International Studies, Penn Wharton School, took a sharper view, saying that this would be the last time that the U.S. could use protectionism as a leverage in global trade negotiations.
I think President Trump will be the last U.S. president that will be able to use protectionism as a weapon. In 5 years from now, or 10 years from now, the U.S. market is going to be smaller than what it is today relative to the rest of the world. So this whole thing about protectionism, I strongly believe that it is short-sighted and that it doesn't make sense.
Nguyen said, as China is on the way to become the world's largest consumer market, everything in the global economy, including the U.S. economy, would revolve around this new trend. Talking about the evolving trade relations between the U.S. and China, Dean Garrett said that even though China and the U.S. are very different economies, they have leveraged the economic differences very effectively in the past 40 years. Looking to the future, he says both sides need to stick to win-win cooperation.
The U.S. and China have leveraged their differences very effectively economically in the past 40 years, first by outsourcing manufacturing to China and lowering costs, but more recently by the rise of the Chinese market and the incredible impact that's had on firms as different as General Motors and Apple, right? What do they have in common? They have in common that China's their biggest growing market. So in the past 40 years, difference really has been a source of economic strength for both sides. It's been a win-win. Let's focus on the win-wins. We've got to get to the win-wins. They're not easy. But if we focus on the win-wins, I think that's the best thing. That's a win-win-win. It's not only a win for both countries, it's a win for the world.
For CRI, this is Chen Xiaoming reporting from New York.